Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have Anna Marie Finelli with us, who is with Floor and Decor, which is a tile, stone, and plumbing studio. And she's doing a seminar next week at Surfaces. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Thanks for spending time with our listeners today. So since you're giving a seminar next week, why don't you tell us the name of it?
Well, the name of the seminar is called Green, It's Just Not Surface Deep Anymore, Making What's on the Inside Count.
Okay, that's a long name. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, the topic is really geared towards discussing the tile and stone industry and how we can go green. I mean, how we can make luxurious kitchens and baths and actually fireplaces using green items in all areas of the home. And what I'd like to specify, too, that at any income level, we can have design and we can also have the same thing going green. So we'll show couture and we'll also show the same, getting the same look for less, but going green.
So where is your studio?
We're located in Tenafly, New Jersey.
Okay. Basically, what you're doing is you're giving a seminar that explains kind of what you do in your business as far as trying to use sustainable product in people's design and their decor. Is that right?
Exactly. And then also, you know, what we want to get involved with the materials that are used for sealers. You know, people don't even talk about that. I mean, just because you might have a green porcelain floor or use a glass tile, but then if you use the wrong adhesives and the wrong sealers, well, what's the point? So we're going to get involved with that, too.
And what's the difference with sealers and adhesives?
Like, let's say, Kemp, for example, stone. If it's quarried locally, it's a sustainable green product.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put a sealer on it to maintain the stone, which is toxic, instead of using a water-based sealer, which is considered a green product because it's a non-toxic, then, I mean, there's a big difference in the air quality of your home. Then we get into volatile organic compounds, and we get into that aspect of having toxic fumes in your homes.
I see. All right, so if you use stone or you use porcelain, that is considered to be a green product in itself, right?
Exactly. If they've used, like for example, Crossville, the EcoCycle line, mm-hmm. 40% of their materials in this product itself is from landfills. Fire clay, which makes a pebble type of, they call it jelly bean glass, it's all crushed glass bottles that they've made into like a pebble flooring. They, you know, they have it in several colors, but there's a clear, and then there's another one that looks like the beer bottles. And so, you know, that's how we create all of these products, and we're trying to really educate a variety of the kitchen and bath pros, the architects, the installers. I mean, this seminar is apropos to everyone in the industry.
I was just going to ask, who do you recommend attend your seminar? So.
Yeah, I think any industry professional on any level that just wants to be educated with the products that are out there and how to use the products, how to get to the design end. We're going to also have a pavilion around us with all the products that represent green that are considered sustainable. And while we're speaking, we'll be surrounded by all these different products from all these manufacturers, cork, bamboo, glass, metal. So it's going to be an exciting seminar.
Oh, so right there in your seminar, you're going to bring samples from the various companies that have green
products. Yeah, which is nice. I mean, you know, it's not just I'll be speaking with my colleague, Michael Weber, who's another green guru, and we'll be surrounded in our little world, which I think will be very exciting because I always say touch it, feel it, to really be able to design. And here you'll have the products, and you can go up, and after we're done, you can see what's really out there.
All right, well, let me ask you, you know, green has gone mainstream, I think, in the last year, and as we know, even the Green Building Council, U.S. Green Building Council has the lead for home, and it's not just an edge or a peripheral home, it's come mainstream. So, you know, we hear that because we're in the business, but when you're out there and you're calling on consumers, can you tell us, are consumers really tuned into the whole green message?
Well, I think they're more aware, I mean, because really the media has really just made a very strong point of just getting it out there all the time. I mean, even if you're watching The View, you're going to hear something about green. But I think that, like, I've actually done a lot of green. I mean, I like iStone tops. iStone is recycled cement and recycled glass and cement countertops. And actually, it's been in my studio for 11 years before anybody was talking green. But I like to use it as a product on a daily basis. But a lot of my clients, half of them don't even know they're going green. Like, I'll use it because I think it's stylish and they like it because I'm specking it and I'm excited about it. So I think the message, too, in terms of showrooms, studios, is, you know, start bringing in the product line, familiarize yourself, bring it into the design element, and then the consumers become more aware of it. I mean, I have a whole area in my studio that's it's the green section. I call it the green aisle. There's the cork, and it shows bamboo, and I have recycled glass. It's all in one area, so, you know, people don't get confused.
Well, it sounds like you really know your products, and it sounds like it's going to be an interesting seminar. So, can you tell us when it is?
Well, we're speaking for 2 days. So the first day that we're speaking, Michael and I, it's Wednesday, January 30th. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it's over at 5:30. And the next day, it's Friday, February 1st. At 8 a.m. to 9:30.
So if you want to do it late, you can go Wednesday, or if you want to do it early, you can go Friday morning.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners. And one other point is make sure that if you plan to go to this seminar, that you go to the Surfaces website, which is www.surfaces.com. Look for the area that talks about the seminars and go ahead and pre-register so that they'll put Anna Marie in a big enough room to accommodate all the guests that want to listen to her seminar. And Anna Marie, I appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to FloorDaily.net.